Well, this is the moment of beginning again. A page is turning and new horizons face us because today is the third day of a new season, the season of autumn. And summer heat is going, cool, crisp air is coming, putting blood back in the cheeks and bringing fresh energy. And new colors will be adorning our landscape. And for many, it's a new instructional year for both teachers and students. So it's a real turning of the page. This coming Thursday, Jews will celebrate Rosh Hashanah, which is Jewish New Year. Now, what that means for a good Jew is it's a day of judgment, Rosh Hashanah is, in which one looks at the sins of the past year and reflects how one can repent and do better the next year. And so the Word of God speaks to us in this season of turning and calls us to self-examination today. So Jesus tells us in this gospel parable, reminds us that the most important thing for us is to do the Father's will. Jesus, our Master himself, said, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me." And so, as disciples of our Master, that is the most important thing for us too, is to do the Father's will. And so Jesus tells the story about a man who had two sons who were asked to do their father's will. As we heard, the first one rebelled and said he wouldn't do it. But fortunately for him, he was given the time to think better of it and to freely choose to do his Father's will. Just like what the prophet speaks to us about in the first reading. He tells us that we who are wicked, if we choose to do good, then we have life. That's all we need to do is to make the choice, and that's the good news. Then we have life if we choose to do good, if we think better of it and do the Father's will. But then we had the second son who is ordered to do the Father's will, and he says, "Yes, sir," and he doesn't do it. And I think this is the son that really challenges us in our scriptures today. That's the challenge for us. Are we like this second son, saying, "Yes, Father," but not doing anything? What do we do every time that we come here for Mass? We do sublime things here at Mass. It's a wonder we live through it. It's so great. Every Mass, the climax of it is, the priest is holding up the body and blood of Christ, and we are offering ourselves, our bodies, as a living sacrifice to God the Father, through Jesus, with Jesus, and in Jesus. We are saying, "Yes, Father, I give my life to you, all that I am and all that I have, to do your will." That's why we all sing Amen, and it's called the Great Amen. It's the great "Yes, Father," just like the second son. "Yes, sir." And then we come to communion, and the minister offers us the very body of Jesus himself. And the Father wants us then to go forth and to be Eucharist for others, to be bread of life for others. And we say, "Amen. Yes." Then we come and receive the cup of Christ's precious blood. This is the cup of covenant in which we re-enter that covenantal relationship with Jesus. And we say, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you." We say Amen when the minister says the blood of Christ. And what is the Father's will then for us, now that we've said Amen? Well, there's no mystery about what the Father's will is for us. Jesus reveals the Father's will. All we have to do is look at Jesus and the teachings of the church, and we know what the Father's will is. So right after we say amen to all that, Do we then go forth and say horrible and hateful things to other people? Or do cruel things to other people? Or act ugly and selfish to our family members with the Eucharist, so to speak, still in our mouths that we said amen to? That's just like the second son who says yes, sir, and doesn't do it. God wants us to make a difference in the world and in history by being his sons and daughters. Yet, do we look any different from unbelievers and seculars who are unenlightened by the gospel by adopting their attitudes and values? Then we are saying, yes, Father, but we're not doing his will. We are not doing his will that we make a difference in the world and in history. That's up to us. Jesus tells us to go forth and proclaim the gospel to all nations. Now, the good news about that mandate for us is that we are not left to our own individual resources to proclaim the gospel to all nations. Rather, together, we are the church who does that. And in our willingness to go work in the Father's vineyard by sharing our talents and our abilities to build up his kingdom, and by sharing the resources that he has given us to support the church's mission, which is our mission because we are the church, then we do the Father's will. So today when we sing that great amen, when we say amen, when we receive the Eucharist, let our amen be true. To the praise and glory of the Father, amen. Amen.